We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. The final hour. Joe Beamer in for David Bellavia here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you for joining me this Tuesday morning / afternoon. I do believe this is the first time I have ever hosted in the 1 o'clock hour on a weekday. I'm not sure though. I know it's the first time I've been in for David since the lineup change. I think 1 o'clock. In the afternoons, like the only hour that I have not hosted a show. So, milestone. Thank you also for the email from a fan / listener who says, hey, Joe, this fast food place is hiring. Hurry. Maybe you can be an assistant manager in a few years. I really appreciate the love. 8030930. So, this final hour, I thought we'd put two topics into one, okay? We've got offices, people getting back to the office. We can go to 75% capacity now in New York State at the office. And we also have Jack Eichel saying he's disconnected with the organization here in Buffalo. So, you know, a lot of people would say, hey, you're going back to the office. Do you feel safe because of the virus? I want to take a different approach. So maybe you've been working from home. Maybe you're back at the office. But when you're talking about going back, is it really the work that you're dreading, or is it the people you are dreading? How has working from home been versus working at the office? Do you find you get more done at home than you do in the office? And then think about all the jobs you've worked, okay? I can't think of too many jobs because I've been here since my junior year of college. But think of all the jobs you've worked. And maybe you scored an awesome job. Maybe you scored, you know, an awesome office. You finally got a great office at a job. And you didn't mind the work. You didn't mind putting in the hours. But it was someone, something, maybe even some people made it so toxic. You had to leave the job. You know, I think of Jack Eichel. He's playing hockey. You know, he is the captain of the Buffalo Sabres. But something in this organization, to him, has been toxic. Have you ever had that experience? Maybe it was at work. Maybe it was in a relationship. You know, I did this show a few years ago on the Friday show, talking about toxic relationships. And I mentioned someone I had dated who it was just a very toxic, and we didn't date that long, but after like 2 months of dating, I found that, and maybe it wasn't her, maybe it was just the combination of us. I just found it was very toxic. And like you could feel the drag spending time with this person did to you. Like you were tired. You know, if you know anything about me, I usually have a lot of energy, right? I mean, I've been told on the text board, Joe, calm down. But I can remember, you know, just a few months after this relationship started, like when we would spend time together, it would just be so negative. Like that negative feeling was so much so that when I got home, I felt worn down. I was just I didn't want to do anything else. I was tired. I just wanted to go to sleep. And is that something you might be dreading when you head back to the office? If you head back to the office, maybe you have the choice where you can work from home. But is there something about that that just makes you feel that toxic feeling that you get home at 5 o'clock, you want to go to the gym, you want to cook dinner, you want to do all this stuff, but you are just so run down from the negative vibes of someone, maybe it's something at work, and you just can't get past that. 803-0930, star 930. People on the text board, please don't use names. I don't know where you work, so I don't really know the name, but still, don't use names on the text board. This person said, I don't want to go back to work because of the people I dread. I loved lockdown. I get to see my dogs and my husband 99% of the time. So that person wants to stay home. But I just think getting back to the office, you know, yeah, you could say, you know, I just don't feel safe with COVID-19 yet. But I want to know, is it the people you're dreading? And yes, tell me about that job that was ruined, maybe by just one person, but something ruined it. Something you just felt so worn down. You know, and you have a job where you shouldn't feel worn down at the end of the day. Or maybe it was that toxic relationship. Maybe it was someone that you thought, you thought, hey, this person, we're meant to be together. And then just after a few months, I mean, it was tiring just to go out to dinner. It was tiring because what's the first thing, right? Hey, how you doing? How was your day? And then it's, well, my day did this and this. And it's like, oh my gosh, we've been out for 10 minutes. I'm exhausted. I'm not even hungry anymore. It's just that toxic feeling. And when you have a job that you love, that someone's making toxic, or you have a relationship you're in that has become toxic, I mean, it's all you think about. It is literally on your mind. Think about Sundays. The Sundays before going to that job. And your Sunday's ruined. Because what are you thinking about? You're thinking about, oh gosh, I gotta go back to work. Oh my God. I gotta put up with so-and-so. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I have to say, very fortunate. I had a relationship that at times felt toxic that I rushed out of, and I'm glad I did. And I would never say I had a job that I had that toxic feeling. I think for me, I just didn't work well in retail. I don't think it was toxic people I worked with. I wouldn't even say the customers at times were toxic. Maybe I could say that. I think for me, I just dreaded it because I wasn't, you know, I actually really liked the people I worked with. I had we had nice conversations. I'm still in touch with people I used to work with in retail. I think for me, that Sunday, oh my gosh, I have to go back to work tomorrow, was more just because I wasn't enjoying my job. You know, at times I was doing overnights. I just wasn't enjoying the job. But I have to say, I love my job now. And I don't dread being here. I'm here on Sundays. So I don't have that Sunday dread for Monday. But I want to know from you. Just think back. And if it's a job you work now, don't tell me where you work. But where it's all you think about. And it's not all you think about because of the work. You don't go around thinking of the work all day. You go around thinking of, okay, now if I go in this entrance. You do the George Costanza after he went to that party. Now, if I go to this entrance, I can avoid their desk by going this way. Maybe I can use the emergency exit and go down this way. You ever have that experience where that's all you think about is just avoiding this person? You don't need those negative vibes, right? You want to go to work. You want to be positive. You walk into work with a smile on your face. You're happy to see everyone. How was your weekend? Did you try that recipe I gave you? You know, all that common stuff. You go to the water cooler, if you still have one, or maybe the coffee pot. And you have a conversation about your weekend. Oh my God, the Sabres lost again. You know, all that stuff. And then it's just, oh my gosh, it is. Maybe that person works like the third shift. And so you only have to deal with them for the last hour, or the last 2 hours. And you're like, oh gosh, it's 3 o'clock. Joe Beamer's coming in. I got to get out of here before I see Joe. He is going to ruin the positive vibes I've had all day. Tell me about that. 803-0930, star 930. We're talking getting back to work. But we're also talking about someone that makes work toxic or someone from hopefully you're bringing up a previous relationship that you realized was toxic and you had to get out of that relationship. Let's go to Kathy in South Buffalo. Kathy, good afternoon.
This is a good subject.
Well, thank you, Kathy.
I worked for a government agency for like 39 years almost, and I retired. I'd probably still be working 20 years later had it not been for one person.
It was that one person that just brought down the day, right?
Brought down the day. She went out of her way to, like, just drive people crazy. If you gave her, she'd want a report, you'd give her A, and she'd be back in 5 minutes calling you saying, I don't want this one, I want the other one. And this went on for about 3 years until finally I just couldn't stand it anymore. I loved the people I worked with. I'm still friends after 20 years with a lot of them, and I see them. And I ran into this person one day, and she acted like she was my best friend. I almost died. There are people like that are so unhappy with themselves that it like comes out and goes all around them. And they just live to make other people unhappy. What she was looking for was errors, because I handled money. She couldn't find them, and it, like, frustrated her.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just go from one thing to the next. And finally, I threatened to call her boss.
Well, Kathy, I'm glad that you didn't give in to the negative vibes and that you are enjoying retirement.
I love it. I mean, I have a good time, but seriously, all kidding aside, I'd probably still be working. I loved my job. I loved the people I worked with. I liked everything about it. I was never, ever, I don't ever think at one time I said, I hate this job. Ever.
Kathy, that is the perfect setup. I thank you so much for the call. And that is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the job you hate. I'm talking like Kathy said. She'd still be working. Talk about the job you love. You're so happy to do it. You actually like the work. You like whatever it is that you do. But it's that one just person, like she said, it was someone that was just looking for errors. And it's usually what it is, right? Someone that just, I don't know if it's they're negative with themselves, they're unhappy with themselves, or something else happened, but they bring down the day. And that happens at work. Maybe it's a family member. I won't touch that one just because I don't want my phone blowing up. Maybe it's a significant other that just take the life out of the day. You know, I think about people that, you know, think about going to work on a Wednesday. And Wednesday, midweek. You leave on Wednesday, you only got 2 days left, and then it's the weekend. It is time to party. There is Friday happy hours. They're back. It's summer. Let's go. And you're in a positive mood. You're vibing. You're ready to go. And someone that you have spent maybe most of the day avoiding walks down. Maybe they have that. I'm just picturing an office, and remember, my thoughts of an office are all from what you see on TV and in movies. But they're bringing down that cart with all the papers on it. And you're hoping that nothing on that cart has to go to your desk, because if it does, you know this person is going to have to talk your ear off. And it's never anything like, hey, did you see the Mets game last night? It's always something that's just time consuming. And then when they leave, you're like, wow, it feels like a Monday. And then you think back, and I've told this story on the air, and maybe you haven't heard it, but I go back, and this was the last relationship I was in before the relationship I'm in now with my fiance, that no toxicity at all. But this last one right before was the beginning of 2018. You know, it's one of those things, it just hit you. And the first time you realize, wow, this feels toxic. you go, okay, maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm the problem. Okay, and you think about it. Okay, what can I do to focus on myself? And then, you know, you make those changes to yourself, because that's all you can do is change your approach. And then a week or so later, you realize, no, I've changed all this stuff. I'm not bringing these things up. And this is still just, it's exhausting. It's not only time consuming, I'm not enjoying this. I'm not enjoying being with this person anymore. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think breaking up with someone via text message is the worst thing to do after like 5 dates. But in this situation, I was not happy. And as anyone who has listened to me for more than 10 minutes knows, I'm a pretty happy person. And I was just not happy after, you know, after another like few weeks of trying new stuff out. And then, you know, you try to bring it up and, you know, you're told you're the problem. So one day this young lady was working, and I had moved some of my stuff into her apartment. So when she's working, I get all my stuff out. I leave my keys on the table. And then she texts me when she gets back from work. Where did your PlayStation go? What's going on? And I said, yeah, I can't do this anymore. This is just really toxic. And I left the keys on the table. Now, you might think less of me after that story, but realize the situation that I was in. I did not want another day to be brought down, you know? And I believe it was on a Sunday when that happened. I didn't want my week to kick off with just all this negativity. I like to go into the week with a positive attitude, a positive feeling. I just had a great weekend, you know, saw some friends, did this and that. I don't need to come into work and bring the place down. I want to be positive. I want to have a positive outlook on the next 5 days. So that might be a really bad excuse, but I think in that situation, breaking up via text, completely okay. Maybe you disagree. 803-0930. So you've got getting back to the office. What are you dreading? What are you looking forward to? Are you looking forward to being back in the office? Are you dreading seeing certain people at the office? Maybe seeing everybody at the office. Have you noticed you're working better at home? Maybe you're getting more done at home. You know, if you think about it, when you go to work, being at work is half the job, just physically being there. You know, you get there, you say hi to everybody, you go to we call it the bistro here, but maybe you have a break room, you go hang out there, you make your coffee, you make your breakfast. Okay, 30 minutes are already into your day. Then you sit at your desk, maybe someone calls, you take care of business for like 15 minutes, and then you guys talk about something not work-related. But when you're at home, yes, you get to sleep in, but you can't just say, hey, I was physically at work. You've got to have work to show that you actually worked. And I think for some people, they're getting more done at home because they don't have the excuse of, well, I was there, like when you're back at the office. So I'd like to know from you, take away COVID-19. Where would you rather work? At the office? At home? Maybe a hybrid of both? You know, you see some of these companies getting out of office buildings and really just leaving a big conference room where they do all their work at home. They do all their work on the road maybe, but they have an office to meet up with clients, to meet up with each other maybe for a meeting instead of just having everyone go to work every day. So I'd like to know, what is more preferable? Take away COVID-19. Let's just look at working at the office, working at home. Where do you work better? What is the better situation from you? And yes, tell me about that job. You loved that job. It's what you always wanted to do. But there was that person, or maybe something about that job that made it toxic. And maybe it's the job you work right now, and that's why you're not looking forward to going back. Maybe that's all you've thought about during the pandemic. I really don't want to go back to the office. It is so much better not having to deal with that. 803-0930, *930. Yeah, and we'll also talk about toxic relationships. And if you just want to call and say, Joe, you broke up via text, that's disgusting, I'll take that too. 803-0930, *930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, also 803-0930. News with Tom Puckett is next. And then the last segment, it is Joe Beamer in for the vacationing David Bellavia here on News Radio 930 WBEN. La, 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 la.
There's a little he would ask. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are talking about getting back to work. Do you work better at home? Do you work better at the office? Is there that job you loved that you had to leave because someone or something about it was toxic and you had to get out, even though you loved the job? Or was it a toxic relationship? All those things, 803-0930. You may say, Joe, that is a weird combination of topics. Well, we have offices getting their capacity back to 75% this Saturday, and Jack Eichel saying there's a disconnect between he and the Sabres organization. So that is where we got this combination of topics, 803-0930, *930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, also open at 803-0930. This texter says, I've broken up with many girls. And most of them was via text. It's the easiest way to just blurt out what you have to say. Short, simple, easy. The texter's not wrong. Really, they're not. Because, let's be honest, if you want to break up with someone, you are going to break up with someone. Very rarely do you go to break up with someone and they say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. And you go, yeah, you know what? Let's try it again. I'm really unhappy, but because of this 10-second conversation, let's give it another try. No, usually you break up with the person, and that's it. Now, we all know sometimes you may try to get back together with that person, and that ends up to be just as heartbreaking, if not worse, the second time you break up. But when you realize you're unhappy in a relationship, and you finally say, I'm done, we're breaking up, there's really no going back. And this texter has now made me think that I was wrong to feel bad about breaking up via text. Because you say what you want to say. You don't really need to see their reaction. Man, do I sound awful. You don't really need to see their reaction. And because what's the alternative? You take them out to dinner, you break up at dinner, or maybe after dinner, and then you have to see, you know, you see they're crying. Maybe they also wanted to break up with you, and it was a mutual breakup, and you guys laughed about it and called it a night. But usually someone's going to be unhappy, and, you know, they're going to pour their emotions out, and you're going to feel like an awful person. If you just text them, hey, this isn't working out, I've never been more miserable. They get the point, and you can move on. It might be a little easier to break up. That does sound really heartless. Like, I thought it sounded good in my head before I said it on the microphone, but now that might be one of the most heartless things I've said. You don't want to see their emotion. You want to just move on. Oof. 803-0930. Linda in Cheektowaga. Hey, Linda.
Oh, hey, Beamer. How you doing?
Linda, I'm doing well. How are you this afternoon?
Good. I haven't talked to you in a long time, but I had to come through with this. The call screener said I could mention this to you. I asked them.
All right. Jimmy, you're on the clock.
Okay.
Go on, Linda.
Listen, this is about you. I love you very much. Listen to me. Those texters are rude. They're jealous of you. Do not apologize to them. They got nothing better than do to sit in their mother's basement, comment about everybody. They don't have God in their life. Go get a job. Don't suck off your mother's paycheck to nip. That's exactly what they're doing. Sitting in the basement, commenting about everybody. It ticks me off. Beamer, I'm not on social media. I don't have cable. I don't want anything to do with those people. I'm an older woman. You're a good person. Your girlfriend, she's got an angel here.
Wow.
So God sent you from heaven. Honest to God. You know, if your girlfriend don't want you, I'll take you.
Well, Linda, I appreciate the phone call. I think Katie's happy with me. I hope so. We'll find out. But I appreciate the phone call, Linda. That's to go off on another topic. That's the thing of you get into radio, you get into some kind of media, even with social media now, you're going to realize one thing. There are people that will just never like you. I mean, I realize I've known that since elementary school. There will be people who just can't stand you. And now with texting and social media, it's more. People didn't used to call in and say, wow, you're awful. But now you can do that via text. You can do that on the contact us page at WBEN.com. It's all part of the job. And believe me, no one's ever going to be liked by everyone. I mean, that's a lesson I hope we learn in elementary school. And then it becomes more obvious in middle school and definitely in high school and college. But that's an important life lesson, especially with social media now. I think everybody has this realization at one point that, you know what? If 50% of the people that you reach out to like you, all right, good. But yeah, people are going to not like you. That's fine. I'm a very not likable person. I understand that. I just said to break up with someone via text. Mark in Niagara Falls, though, Mark is right. He is right. He goes, Joe, you're absolutely wrong. If you break up with someone, you should have the common decency to do it face to face. Mark, you are right. You are right. I am wrong. The texter before, as much as his text made sense, Mark is right. You go out with someone long enough, you should at least go say, hey, here are the issues. And you know what? They might learn something. Think about this. You know, I've always been, if you couldn't tell, I've been dumped a lot. I've also been turned down a lot. And what would tick me off more than anything was when someone would say, no, or after a date say, I'm not really feeling it, or, you know, I'm just really busy. Instead of just being honest, you know, if you're dumping someone or if you're getting dumped, don't you want to know what's wrong with you? Don't you want to know what that person didn't like about you? I would love to know. Give me a list. What is wrong with me? And give me that list. And then that can help me in the next relationship. So maybe in this past relationship, if I would have told the person, you're very toxic, maybe they could have worked on that. Maybe I did the disservice by not telling them, well, the reason this isn't working out is because I am miserable and I feel that this is a very toxic relationship and I feel that you might be to blame for that. Now, I could be to blame too. But just for all you out there that might be thinking of breaking up with someone, Mark in Niagara Falls is right. Ignore what I said at the beginning of this segment. You should do it face-to-face. And you should tell them why. Give them something they can work on. Something they can address. I wish I had that in the past. But also, maybe that's the way to approach the person at work. The person you're dreading going back to work because of that person. Maybe a conversation. Hey, you know what? I love this job. But I have to tell you, you are making it a very toxic environment. And can you just please do and list what about that person is making this return to work toxic? Maybe that's the way to address it. We don't really like to do that, right? Most people don't like to put themselves in awkward, uncomfortable situations. I am the first one. I am not a fan of stepping out of my comfort zone. But maybe that's how you make that job better. Instead of leaving, maybe you address that person. Maybe you say to them, look, before I came in yesterday, all I could think about was these negative vibes I was going to get from you. Could you maybe work on this, this, and this? I'll work on this because I know I'm not perfect. But I really love this job. I actually like you. You just bring the day down with this, this, and this. Maybe you could address that like you address your relationships, right? And then maybe Sunday nights won't be dreaded as much. We always hear about, oh my gosh, I got to be at work tomorrow. This weekend flew by too fast. Maybe if you don't have that negativity, it'll make the weekend more enjoyable. At least the last day of that weekend. 803-0930, star 930. Now, it is true, starting Saturday, New York State offices in New York State can open to 75%. Here's the thing. A recent survey said 49% of adults are uneasy about adjusting to in-person interactions once the pandemic is over. And that's what we've been talking about. I think the uneasy part is there are people they just don't want to talk to. When you're working from home, it is so easy to avoid someone. Believe me, it's been over a year since we've had people work in the offices here. And I can tell by the lack of people that talk to me. No, I'm just kidding. But I think that plays into it more than the pandemic, because you're going to read that poll and people are going to say they don't feel safe. They feel uncomfortable because of safety. And I don't think that's what it is. I think it's more the interactions. It's more getting back to the office. And it could be as simple as, you know, I'm doing more work from home. I'm still communicating with everyone via Zoom, via text, via email, phone calls. I'm really just not comfortable going back to work and having people slow down my day. Maybe you're a workaholic and you're finding out that you're getting so much more work done on your computer at home that you don't want to be stopped and bothered by someone. You'd like to just work from home, maybe do 7 to 4 or 7 to 3 instead of 9 to 5, get all your stuff done, and while you're there, maybe you can do some laundry, right? Maybe you can take care of some stuff at the house and still get more work done. I think that's what we've discovered during the pandemic. And a lot of these places are going to realize when they get back to the office, people are getting more work done. Do we need everyone in the office 5 days a week? And it has nothing to do with COVID-19. Are employees more productive when they're not in a cubicle? Are employees more productive when they're not going around having conversations about nothing? Are there employees that are working better at home without that social butterfly telling them about their weekend? I don't know. I think it's very interesting. And we are going to see people working from home now. I think the pandemic has definitely shown us what we can and can't do virtually. Because in the same breath that I'm saying that I'm sure there are people out there listening that work better at home and would rather just keep working at home, I will tell you this. I am sick of virtual anything. Virtual parties, virtual runs, virtual meetings. I'm sick of it all. Me personally. You might like working from home. You might like having meetings on Zoom from home. I hate it. If I don't hear Zoom meeting for another year, it'll be too soon. Virtual 5Ks. So I have to go pick my own distance. So I have to pick my own place to run the distance, and then I compare my times with other people. No thanks. That's not fun. A meeting, you can't shout over each other in a Zoom meeting. Nothing's going to get done. No one can hear anyone. It's like when you're trying to talk over a phone call here. You can't hear the caller. Same with a Zoom meeting. I can't wait till we don't have to depend on everything being a Zoom meeting. Hey, we have a meeting today. Oh, like in person? Yes. Will there be pizza and wings? Because in Buffalo, that's how every meeting goes, pizza and wings. I'm so sick of virtual things. Hey, we're having a virtual happy hour. Are you kidding me? No thanks. I want to go in person. I want to see people. I want to talk to people. You know, when I talk, I use my hands when I'm telling a story. You know, I try to illustrate what my story is. I'm doing that right now, but no one beside Tony and Jimmy can see. I don't like, oh, look, I can see my friends all together on this computer screen. That's lame. Nothing beats in-person interaction. I am so sick of virtual anything. And I cannot wait until we don't have to depend on that again. I can't wait until you can watch a sporting event, and after the game, they're actually interviewing the people face-to-face. It's not someone on the worst internet connection known to man. Have you noticed this? You turn on a post-game show, and they go, hey, we're going now down to the Zoom call. You would think these sports owners would have decent internet connection. The feed is skipping all over the place. You hear half the question because it cut out. It's 2021. I can't wait till it's cameras in a press room, people yelling questions, people yelling over one another. I can't wait till, you know, when someone invites you to a party, you don't have to read the invite to make sure it's in person. Hey, we're all getting together for so-and-so's birthday. It'll be a virtual Zoom get-together starting at 4 o'clock. Count me out. I'm going to go play Madden, and then I'm going to go to a real party and see people. hey, we're all going to get on Zoom and watch the game together. No, we're not. We're going to a sports bar, and we're going to high-five each other after our team scores. And we're going to cheer, and we're going to have fun. No, I'm going to order 20 wings and watch it with my friends on the computer. No, no thanks. Count me out. I won't be there. Hey, before we get out of here, I want to thank everyone for listening today. I'll be in for David again tomorrow. I do want to tell an experience I had last night at Neat on Transit, an awesome place. If you've never been, make sure you get there. The food is great. The alcoholic beverages are great as well. Or the adult beverages, I mean. That's what I should have said. But last night, I had dinner. We're celebrating. Katie's brother, Jordan, proposed. And she said yes. His fiance now, Alex. And we went out and celebrated last night. And we got some appetizers and then got our meal. And I didn't even notice. I'm the kind of person that would not notice unless it was ridiculously late. So they bring out the entrees. Now, mine's not there. But I just assumed, oh, they have to go back to the kitchen and get it. That's usually how this goes. Before I could even think that, here comes my sandwich. Like, oh, great, here we go. And the manager comes up and says, sorry, since yours was late, this one's on the house. Now, that was completely unnecessary because I don't think anyone had even started eating yet. But very appreciated. And when you have great customer service like that, coupled with great food and great adult beverages, definitely go check it out. I had a great experience. It was, I think, my second or third time being there. And it's a great night out. They've got TVs. You know me. If I'm going somewhere to watch a game, I'm going somewhere to hang out. I want a game on a TV. I don't care if I don't even know what game's on. So it's a great place to go. Neat on Transit. Make sure you check it out. Delicious, crispy chicken sandwich. Just add bacon. All I'm saying. Really good. All right. We are back here tomorrow. Bowerly is next from 2 to 6. And then Mr. Tom Puckett will be in here with Buffalo's Evening News. Remember, tomorrow morning, Be Maz and Beamer. It'll be just Mazurowski and then 4 hours of me. I want to thank you for the calls, the texts, the emails, the social media interactions. You guys are great. Buffalo, I love you. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow on WBEN. La, 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 la.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.